This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
While agriculture net income across the United States will end 2022 high, Kentucky could have a near-record net ag income. University of Kentucky agriculture economist Dr. Will Snell says 2021 net income totaled $6.9 billion.
Last year when we met with you all, we were projecting again on the 1st of December that our cash receipts would go from 5.2 to a significant increase to 6.8. 5.2 to 6.8 billion.
Dr. Snell says they're predicting Kentucky will be at near record levels even with the challenges this year.
We could be approaching $8 billion in Kentucky ag cash receipts for 2022. And even when you adjust it for inflation, it's about 20% higher than we've had over the past decade.
He says there continues to be a clear leader in the ag income sector.
Poultry retains the number one spot with 20%, followed by corn and soybeans at 18, horses at 16, cattle at 13%.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
The Kentucky Corn, Soybean, and Small Grain Growers Associations will be hosting the Kentucky Commodity Conference, sponsored by Hopkinsville Elevator and its family of farmer service companies in Bowling Green on January 19th. It's an all-day event with agronomy speakers, marketing speakers, and a forum for the Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture race. The keynote speaker will be acclaimed global futurist Jack Aldrich. Participation is free, but pre-registration is required. Learn more and sign up at kycommodityconference.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
UK ag economist Dr. Will Snell says there are some commodities making significant gains, particularly corn and beans.
I went back during the decade of the 90s for the 10-year average. That decade averaged about 15% of that pie were corn and soybeans. And today, we're up to about 36%.
He adds there are factors that can still influence the final number.
We've got strong, high input prices, but again, commodity prices have exceeded those input prices. We know that. We also know, though, that it's being complicated by the fact that we're not going to have a lot of government payments as part of that equation. But what we don't know at this point in time about crop insurance payments.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.